Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, once again, we have logged on and you have tuned in to the best small business podcast for small business owners. We once again appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Watch with the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Ms. Parker, how you feeling today?
I'm good. You made this sound like a whole job. Equal employment opportunity.
Hey, listen. Hey, we about that business in more ways than one. So once again, hey, thank y'all for tuning in. It is another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. And we are going to pop off right now talking about how is it that it's good to be on one accord when you're in business.
Yeah. It always helps. Yep.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And see, when we talking about being on one accord, we mean your business is aligned in the direction you want it to go.
Or you could be talking about the people that's operating are seeing, are on the same level playing field. They're seeing eye to eye. Everything's meshing.
Okay, so you're looking at it from the worker perspective. Kind of, sort of, you said operators. So like kind of like the workers?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The people that run it.
Yeah, but you, so, okay. So the way I feel like I thought.
People that work the flow don't run it.
Got you. Okay, yeah. And I'm looking.
Leadership runs it. Whoever owns it runs it.
Exactly. So, yeah. So when we thinking of it like that, you're like, you want everybody that's working it to all have the same common goal.
No.
That makes it not to work the same one.
No, that's okay. Not what I'm talking about.
Okay, so.
If two people own a business.
Yes.
What was the subject?
Being on one accord.
If two people own a business, it's more productive when they're both on the same accord.
Gotcha. Ownership-wise.
Yes. Gotcha. What the hell else did you think I was talking about? You're talking about people, the worker bees on the same accord. They ain't got no accord to be on.
But you said operator. So that's how I took it.
Yeah, people that's operating it.
Gotcha. So even looking at it like that, see? On one accord.
Now we are.
Yeah.
There was about to be some discord.
No, it wasn't. She made it. Speed. Because it's just you and me over here. You run this thing together.
And we could be on two totally different chords.
Hey, one thing about me and Ms. Parker, if y'all are old enough, it probably wouldn't be a politically correct TV show now. But if y'all ever remember The Honeymooners,
I watched it. It's a little above. It's a little before. That predates.
Well, the original Honeymooners.
Oh, it was really predates.
Which was
me.
Alice and Ralph, you know. Listen, they would not play that. They would not show that because it felt like they argued more than they were loving. But when you watch the show, it was in comedic relief at that point in time in life.
Yeah.
And so. Well, me and Ms. Parker, we'll sit here and be like, yeah, we're going this direction. And she'll be like, I was walking. Where the hell did you just go?
He got distracted by a bumblebee.
Hey, now listen, I have been attacked by yellow jackets in my job.
He got distracted, y'all.
So, but yeah, even when we're talking about that one accord thing, you can be surprised at how quickly somebody can get lost.
Yeah, how quickly discord can happen. Because you were all like, but that was just a prime example of you see how smooth it runs when you get back on one accord.
Yeah.
You can agree to disagree. There's a common goal. Like you were thinking one way, I was thinking another. The common goal is that it's a topic.
Exactly.
They have to be executed. Yeah, it has to be executed. Yeah, so, I mean, I was okay with constantly explaining myself. Did you catch that? Constantly explaining myself. Because I had to explain it like 3 times for you to get it.
Hey, well, listen. As long as I got ears, I got a chance to hear.
Well, yeah, because you're not the best at active listening.
I'm working it. I'm always a work in progress.
Oh, okay.
Then. But yeah, but even like right now, the U.S. government is a business, right? Because these sapsuckers ain't on one accord. What is it doing right now?
It's causing disruptions.
And shut the fuck down. Fuck, I ain't working.
Disruptions.
Like, there are people right now in missing this chicks. Missing. Yeah,
lots of them, too.
And I ain't gonna say just missing the chicks. I'm missing good chicks.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Now, let's keep you some books.
No matter how big or small your chair, it's a spirit chick, you know?
Lights ain't free, gas ain't free, water ain't free. Mm-mm. Hell, sometimes breathing ain't free.
You be costing.
So, yeah.
Because you got to pay for that space you breathing.
All square footage. Cost you a penny.
Yeah, like...
So, yeah. So, we not going to see that shit coded. Even right now, when you're looking at business, like for even with us deciding to shutter the apparel line, that came because me and her aligned together.
Yes.
That didn't come because one of us said, fuck it, we done.
Yeah, no.
Well, that's because we both sat down.
And we were on one accord with an idea, plan of execution, purpose, a reason, not even justification, but just why, like, what the plan was and why it was best.
Yeah, it's not turn the lights off tomorrow.
I know.
Or turn the lights off yesterday. No, it has to be in the process. You know, you still come by. You got a little bit more time left. www.watch4the4thehook.com. Massive sale. So, y'all want something before it's gone forever? Forever?
Don't you do it. Please don't ruin it. Please don't ruin it.
Shout out to Al Kings. They got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday, too. Hey, greatest rap group of all time. I just had to put that in there. You know, I love them boys. The right. Boys, they raised a bunch of good dudes out there.
Or a bunch of goons.
Hey, depends on how you took the music.
They took them from goons to guys.
Hey, goons to guys. From G's to gents. Bet y'all don't remember that show.
You don't. Yeah, I don't. Like, I remember the title. Carry on. You keep dating yourself and it's pretty bad.
I don't look at my dates. But yeah, on that one accord note. So when me and Ms. Parker are sitting here, like just podcasting, even doing this, you have to be on one accord to when you want to record, what you want to talk about. Like we have production meetings. Our production meeting is the hell we finna talk about now. Because this is episode 178.
Right.
We've talked about almost 200 different topics. Probably recycled a few, but you have to do this.
Well, you have some different perspectives, and you have some moments where you can expand, you know? Some different experiences.
The podcast world, they will say, you should have certain topics that you hit every year.
Right.
That you should bring it back. Mm-hmm. You should come back around to it, because they call those circular topic.
Right.
Always circle back to.
Right.
Because they're going to keep moving. You know, we talk about business every day. Right?
Yeah.
Business don't stop.
No, it don't.
Money moves 24/7, 365, and 366 on the leap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted.
The fact that you remember to add that in.
Because money always moving. People think we playing. Mm-mm. These folks over here fighting about what? Money.
Right.
Yeah. You got what we say all the time. When I talk about contracts and sports and stuff, billionaires arguing with millionaires.
Yeah.
Right now, we have people that are Congress who are not on one accord, who work one third of the year. The people that work one third of the year,
they're not affected by them SNAP benefits.
Are affecting people that work up to 230 days a year.
Right.
That's just working 5 days a week.
And one job.
And one job.
So if you work in multiple jobs, you probably work in 365 and 366 on a leap year.
Yeah, it's crazy. And some people have to do that because they want a core is survival.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, to survive.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when we talk in business, by the time we finish recording, there is a business that's going to shut its doors. Mm-hmm. And then by the time we finish recording, there will be another business that's established. Mm-hmm. See, that's how it works. That's when you're on one accord. When you say, hey, we finna do this today. Somebody hitting the start button.
Right.
Also today, somebody hit the be done button. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. And when we're over here looking from the outside, like, man, you are business owners. But for the people that aren't business owners, and they're thinking, well, how do you do that? The first thing is you have to decide what you want to do. And that's getting on an accord.
Yeah.
You have to be like, I'm going to do something. For us, we started with the apparel business. That's getting on the accord.
Yeah.
Then we did the podcasting business.
Yeah.
Getting on the accord. Then we branched off into the real estate business. That's getting on the accord. That's talking about it, strategizing, and getting a plan of action. How many people are willing to do those type of things?
Not many, because it requires a lot of work, right? Oh, yeah. You got to be willing to put work in when everybody else is sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Or put work in on that Sunday afternoon when everybody else relaxing. And that might be the best time, the only time, the opportune time for you to be able to execute some of those tasks that align with those, you know, those businesses, those projects.
Yeah. Sometimes it's Friday night.
Sure, midnight.
You know, you just never know.
Sometimes you want to push the Sunday to Monday and you're like, oh yeah, I'm busy that day too.
Yeah. You want to be like, yeah, let me not do this today. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I can't do it tomorrow.
Because you don't have any more space. There's no more opportunity.
Yeah. That's getting on that accord when you're like, all right, we said this is the set time, set date, this and that. Well, if we try to move or maneuver or push something, when can we move it to? And lots of times you turn around and be like, ain't no more room at the end.
Ain't no more room. You got to tough it out and see it through.
Yep.
Now.
Yep. You got to go. Mm-hmm. You got to hit the start button. Because if you don't start, you can never finish.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So when we talk about just getting on the one accord, we wanted people to understand that just, it's a thought process.
It is.
It's a formulation.
With the ability to agree to disagree.
It is so many things that it will wear you out.
It will.
Because, like Ms. Parker said, it requires a lot of thought process. It requires working when you have nothing else left to give.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to go past your breaking point and say, can't wait till tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of industries were built that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because they sat there and said, you know, tomorrow, if we don't fix this today, we done.
Right.
And sometimes you gotta take that. You gotta take that approach. You gotta be like, I ain't got time to wait till tomorrow.
Right.
So, you know, it's not gonna be a long episode. I think we have talked about that a good time on getting on that one accord. What we would ask y'all to do is figure out what your accord is.
Yeah. Are you on it alone? By yourself?
Or are you going to get on it with some other folks and get to working?
Yeah.
We'll catch y'all next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.